With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. 17 states, including Michigan, had dairy herds test positive for bird flu since March of last year, though only three in the western U.S. have had cases in the last 30 days. In December, USDA announced it will require states to test raw milk for H5N1 avian flu. Wisconsin is expecting to roll out its testing program this week. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Testing raw milk for the bird flu has two major goals. One, to help protect the health of the herd, and two, to help protect the health of people working with them. Adam Brock is the administrator for the Division of Food and Recreational Safety at the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. He says Wisconsin's dairy industry does things a little differently from other states, so it took some time to set up a testing system that worked well.
We got to make sure the biosecurity is safe and that we keep farmers safe and keep them focused on what they need to do, which is continue to bring milk. So just trying to make it balance out all the way around. It took time. Wisconsin's a unique state.
Milk is already regularly tested for various other things, so this test will be incorporated into that process. Brock says the goal is to get all 5,000-plus dairy farms in the state tested over the next couple of months. Eventually, he expects it to slow down to become more like maintenance testing.
It may be something like, and again, this is estimated because we don't really know what USDA will say, but it could be half the number of farms or even a quarter. But first, we got to get through this round to just prove that we don't have it. If we do find something, obviously we'll take action.
Brock says herds that have gotten the bird flu in other states seem to recover fairly quickly. DATCAP's Division of Animal Health will work with farms if the virus is detected. Brock stresses that because of the pasteurization process, dairy products are safe to consume.
I feel confident that cheese, milk, yogurt, anything that's pasteurized, consumers do not need to worry. We've seen a lot of research. We've had 100 years of pasteurization. This was the 100th year of the pasteurized milk ordinance, showing that pasteurization works. So I'm confident in our finished products, our milk at the stores.
Once the testing gets into full swing, Brock estimates the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory will test about 1,000 to 1,300 samples a week. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The testing is being paid for by a grant from USDA. It's not expected to raise the cost of milk. One woman died and another is in jail after a deadly Lincoln County crash. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office got a report of a single vehicle crash on State Road 107 at 1:34 Sunday morning. The accident site was between Merrill and Tomahawk near Tug Lake Road. Three people were in the vehicle. A 26-year-old woman was taken to a Spiros hospital in Merrill, where she was pronounced dead. A 22-year-old woman was sent to the hospital, then taken into custody for suspected homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle. A third person, a 24-year-old man, was taken to the hospital but later released. A man in Langlade County lost his life in an apparent drowning. The Langlade County Sheriff's Office got word Saturday afternoon at 1:44 there was a possible drowning on Pence Lake. That's in the town of Upham in Langlade County. When sheriff's deputies arrived, they found a 78-year-old man was dead. The apparent drowning remains under investigation. According to researchers from Michigan State University, Yale, and Johns Hopkins, ransomware is now the leading culprit behind U.S. health data breaches. We get more from Crystal Blair.
Ransomware is malicious software that hijacks a victim's files or systems and holds them hostage for money. At least four Michigan hospitals have been hit in recent years, including Michigan Medicine, which had more than 55,000 patients affected. McLaren Healthcare topped the list with 2.5 million records breached. The study reveals that nationwide, hackers have exposed 285 million patient records over the past 15 years. Michigan State professor John Jiang, who led the research, says these cyber crooks are hunting for specific data.
They're looking for social security numbers, driver license, you know, individual birth date, because they could use this information to commit fraud or selling on the black market.
Jiang points out that healthcare providers don't have a lot of cybersecurity resources, so he says it's crucial to protect the most sensitive information first. For example, setting up separate systems to handle personal information. In 2024, ransomware was behind just 11% of healthcare breaches nationwide, but it did the most damage, compromising about 70% of all patient records. This new research builds on earlier studies showing that internal mistakes, not hackers, caused over half of healthcare data breaches, including lost devices and misdirected emails. Jiang warns that these breaches can also pose serious risk to patients' health.
This person is allergic to a certain medicine, right? If the hackers mess up the system or, you know, modified whatever information, that could cost life-changing event.
The researchers suggest that federal regulators should require hospitals and insurers to report ransomware attacks, change how they measure breach severity to include care disruptions, and track cryptocurrency to stop ransom payments. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
Ascension Healthcare, which has a major presence in Wisconsin, was hit by a cyber attack last year. Law enforcement and Humane World for Animals teamed up to bust a suspected cockfighting ring in Clark County, Mike Leichner reports.
Around 160 birds were taken from the farm near Dorchester, some of which were injured, others mutilated for the purpose of fighting. Officers also found items associated with cockfighting, such as items to prevent injuries during training and knives that are attached to the birds during a fight. Officials add that the birds didn't have proper access to food and water, with many being kept in cages in a barn. Names of those involved in the ring were not released, and it's unclear what charges they are facing, though cockfighting is illegal in all 50 U.S. states and is a felony in all but 8.
That was Mike Leichner reporting. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.